and dog secrets.
Dog secrets.
Brought to you by the best-selling author of the book, Dogs Decoded, Seticus, the Dog Prodigy King. The first psychology podcast of its kind without the whispering. Let's do it, huh?
You guys will be impressed. Today's my birthday, March 27th, and I'm here with you guys. How about that, huh? You know, what's funny is I saw Joe Rogan. So Joe Rogan, actually not Joe Rogan, Dana White. Joe Rogan actually is our Oprah, huh? If you notice, Joe Rogan is our Oprah. But Dana White said that it's funny because he knows these people, these fighters. Like, man, if I have my own hours, I'm my own boss and I make my own schedule, I'll be, you know, taking all this time off and I won't be working as much and I won't be doing that. And Dana White said it best. And it's funny because unless you're self-employed, you will not get this. So I'm blessed, you know, and I've worked very hard to be my own boss, to work, you know, the hours I can make. But he said that you will work hours that no boss would dare you to work. And it's true. That's so true. And it's because you don't mind it. You enjoy it. You will work on Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, on your birthday, because you don't mind it. You enjoy it. There's a saying that find, you know, what you love and you don't have to work a day in your life. And that's so true. That's so true. All right, guys, if you're wondering what happened with the book Amazon messed up on something really big. So inside of the book, guys, the pages should have been color. So I have the pictures in there and they printed it black and white. And when I got on their asses, they're like, oh, okay, well, we have to redo the whole book and it has to be new ISBN number, everything. Like, what? Like, just over that? Like, okay, I guess that's the rules. So be patient. I guess it will be another 2 or 3 weeks in case you guys are wondering. But I appreciate all the love and support from all of you guys. All right, so this is a good episode. Really controversial. And my book is very controversial, guys. My book, it will be one of those books that is totally a game changer in the world of dog psychology, dog training. It's a more dog psychology book. And it's more, you'll see things to your dog's eyes. You'll see things to your, you know, eyes, your method, your assumptions, your mindset. You'll see things from your training method, you know, then the trainer that you work with or you've been working with, or from the book that you've been trying to train the dog, or videos, whatever, however you've been doing it, right? And you're gonna see it also from the dog training industry. And like I said, to my knowledge, no book covered all those in this detail. Like, I really, really did my best to make sure, guys, that it will impress you. It's very, very thought-provoking book, very thorough. Like I said, I didn't just write it in a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Years of hard work and all that. All right, so I'm sure the title of this episode caught your attention. Blind dog, paralyzed owner. That gets attention, right? So you'll know why I'm talking, why I named it like this, and I will dare you to challenge yourself and challenge your dog, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So if you notice, guys, every dog training book, every dog training website, every dog training video, Instagram, TikTok, they all using treats. You see, like, the dog's like glued to the owner. Like, they're like inches away from the dog's nose. And they make the dog sit, they make it lay down, they make it do like a little spin, they bring it down the side, they make it heel. So heel could be two things, right? One is heel, like walking next to you, like glued next to your left side. And that one is falling in heel position. That's like you make the dog sit on your left side, you know, ready to heel. So that's the term, in case some of you guys don't know that. I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this, you're most likely a dog owner, or you would like to be a dog owner or a dog trainer. But most dog trainers don't listen to me. And there's a joke that the only way you can get two dog trainers talk to one another is talk shit about the third one's method. Yeah, so My method is diverse, guys. I will give you the information. I will give you the pros and cons of each method, each tool. Then I will let you decide. Now, people that hire me, I will have to make my recommendation, right? I'm the expert. I'm the professional here, not you guys. I've been doing this 30 years, not you guys. I've been doing this for this long and with this thousands and thousands of dogs, not you guys. But it's funny, some people still challenge you and they still doubt it. And it's like, okay, you do you. Let's see what happens. You know, let me see, you know, how you can pull it off. So these dogs, guys, that you see that they're responding marvelously to their owner and making, the dog is glued to their fingers. So, you know, the dog's doing it like a trick. Because like, okay, I know if I take my eyes off mommy or daddy, I'm not going to get a treat. And this looks impressive, but I will be far more impressed if they can do this off leash, if they can do this in front of a guest, stranger, right, visitor, if they can do that in front of a squirrel, in front of a cat, in front of a jogger, from a distance, around distractions. So all these guys are in front of no or very little distraction, all these things you see. So the dog looks very trained, but remember, there's a trained dog, you know, and then there's a trained dog that listens to you no matter what, everywhere, every time. So in this episode, guys, I'm going to go over all the flaws of using treats and when you should use it, you know, to use it to your advantage. You're smart about it. So I want you to do this. So pretend, God forbid, you're paralyzed, okay? And pretend, God forbid, that your dog is blind. Again, your dog is blind, you're paralyzed. I want you to tell your dog, like, sit, like 6-7 times in a row. Watch. So why paralyzed, guys? So you can't do a hand gesture. Only thing that's moving are your lips. So you cannot snap your finger. You cannot, you know, tilt your head down. You cannot follow your dog with your head. Like, you know, how like some of you get in front of the dog and show the dog your face. Like, okay, the dog has to see my face or has to see my hand gesture. Otherwise, the dog will not listen. And the dog, you know, is blind. You know, I tell my clients, pretend the dog has a blindfold on. So you cannot throw a hand gesture. You cannot rely on that. I want you to tell your dog, sit, like 7 times. You'll see first few guys, the dog will look at you, look in the air, lick its lips, look at your pocket, and you know, maybe jump on you a little bit, sniff your hand, or sniff the air. This is a dog, guys, that, you know, in a way saying, what's in it for me? Where's the treat? Where's the treat? You know, what's in it for me? And you, those of you who always snap your finger, always rely on hand gestures, you'll see that the dog's not going to listen. So this exercise forces you and your dog to make sure the dog listens to you. Not really watch you or your hand signal, but listen. Listens, responds to you no matter what. So if the dog's at the end of the leash or across the room or across the yard, when you say sit, the dog should do it. When you say down, the dog should do it. Now, down gets even harder. Why? Because the dog like, well, I don't see you slapping the floor. I don't see you bending down. I don't see you touching the floor. You always do that. You always bend over. You always bend down. You always kind of, you know, grab me by the collar. You give me a nudge or a push. You always make me sit, then lay down. Then that's wrong. The dog can lay down from standing. You know, he can go straight to down. Say down. This is where you'll notice, like, oh my God, he's not kidding. The dog's not going to do it. The dog's going to do it maybe once or twice. Maybe he'll do it 3-4 times. Then they'll walk away like, screw you, man. Where's the treat? Do you even know what you're doing? So a lot of you think that if the dog's not looking at you, not looking at your hand signal, hand gesture, the dog is not capable of listening. The dog will not be responsive. And you're incorrect. You're wrong about that. So that's the thing is you got to remember, the exercise is you're paralyzed, your dog is blind. So don't even move a finger. And, you know, you'll see, like, the dog may sit once or twice or 3 times, and then you'll see it will get slower. It will not do it. You know, you're going to get louder. You may have to, like, walk standing, like, walk away so the dog follows you. So the dog, like, maybe sat 1 time, 2 times, like, you want to stand up again so you can make him sit again. This is very funny exercise, but you'll see, like, oh my God, he's not kidding. So the flaw of other methods based on they're abusing treats, guys. I call it treat abusing dog trainers. You want to use treats smartly. Don't abuse it. Be natural. Use rely on dog psychology, on your skills, on your tools, not on hot dog, chicken, pepperoni, sausage. I tell people you want to rely on leadership, psychology, technique, and that's it. Not hot dog, chicken, and pepperoni. Leadership, psychology, technique is really natural, guys. It's practical, okay? You got to make sure that you can pull it off anywhere, anytime. A lot of these trainers that you see these dogs listening to them, and you see the dog like totally doesn't take their eyes off the owner. Like you walk him and the dog's constantly looking at their face. That's because sometimes some of these trainers even hold the treat in their mouth. Why else would the dog look at him like that? They know how the owner looks like. So a lot of these dogs, guys, are doing a drill, like exercise, like a routine that's been rehearsed and rehearsed hundreds of times. These dogs will not do it in front of another dog, in front of a cat, in front of a squirrel, in front of a jogger, you know, lawnmower. And if that dog's doing it, can your dog do it? Remember, a method has to work for every dog, every owner, right? That's the ultimate goal, right? All right, so here, I want you to think about this, guys. Would you, so they say that you get to use treats and then after a while stop, you know, using treats and the dog should listen to you as good. Well, you're getting paid, right? When you work, you know, you're getting paid, right? You get your you get your paycheck or whatever. You get paid every 2 weeks or monthly. You put in the hours first. Now imagine, if they give you the check, you didn't have to. They're like, okay, well, we trust you. You know, here's the check. Just put in a 40 hours a week. The dog is the same way, guys. The dog has to listen to you. Then you can surprise it with treats. So if your dog has to see and smell the treat, guys, every time before you're giving a command, you're bribing the dog. I repeat, if your dog has to see or smell or take the treat before a command, you're bribing. You're bribing. That's it. You're bribing the dog. You don't want to call it that because it sounds awful. All right, so here are the three reasons, guys, that it helps. It justifies using treats, okay? One is to gain the dog's confidence back. If the dog's very shy, very timid, very, very scared, shivering, shaking, hiding, or even a little bit aggressive or unpredictable, use treats to gain the dog's trust and confidence back. Next one, you're using treats to do, you know, cute tricks. Tricks and treats usually go hand in hand. Almost every trick, guys, has been used, been performed with a trick or a toy. Either the dog loves a ball or like a rope toy. Again, it's a trick, okay? The next one is to prepare your dog for obedience competitions. Obedience competitions, guys. That's like Olympic of obedience. So does that apply to you? Now think about it. Are all these three reasons apply to you? Is your dog shy and timid and aggressive toward you that you have to use treats in order to gain its trust and confidence? I don't think so. Are you really that crazy about tricks, you know, to teach your dog all these bunch of tricks? I don't think so. You care more about manners more. You want your dog to shut up when you tell it to, not to jump up on you all the time, not to nip at you all the time, not to lose its shit when it sees another dog, the dog reactivity, right, on leash. You want it to come to you when you call it, no matter what. You want it to stay no matter what. You don't care about roll over, play dead, bang, you know the dog plays dead. You don't care about those things. And you definitely don't care about obedience competitions. That's when it's perfection, guys. The dog has to sit and sit straight. They can't even sit sideways. When the dog lays down, they have to lay down perfectly. They can't be sideways. They can't have a paw sticking out. That's perfection. Do any of these apply to you guys? No, they do not. So I want you to really think about this. You got to use treats smartly, guys. Not over every stupid thing. All right? So now more flaws of using treats. These are really, really serious flaws, and then you'll be like, my God, I never looked at it that way. It's very annoying and not practical. You can't always have treats with you all the time. It gets annoying, like, my God, where's the treat? He doesn't like this treat, you know? Oh, what else we got? So it's not practical. It's not natural, guys. It's not natural to bribe the dog all the time. They get sick, they get explosive diarrhea, all these things. Even your favorite treats, guys, stop working usually around dogs, around guests, or from a distance. Remember, your dog has to listen to you across the yard, across the room, across the field, when it bolts out the front door, when it sees a jogger, a kid, a cat, a squirrel. Your treat will not work, guys, from a distance. It will not. You will spoil your dog more, guys. So spoiled dogs naturally turn on people, turn on dogs, and even on you. So the more you give the dog treats, guys, the more you're spoiling your dog. The more the dog's spoiled, the more unpredictable they become. Next one, your dog will kind of sniff the air and look at your hand and will know, like, okay, I will listen based on the treat that you have, what kind of treat you have. If it's that dry, lame biscuit that's been collecting dust on the shelf in that jar, I'm not going to do it. But if it smells something yummy, tasty, soft, I don't always have it, then I'll listen. So dogs are not dumb, guys. They're very smart. You know, you want to outsmart the dog. We cannot outrun them. You can't catch the dog. You got to outsmart the dog. When you use treats, guys, you definitely get the dog's love, but not respect. The dog will love you. You need both. The dog needs to love you and respect you. Respect is more important than love, guys. Again, respect, not fear, guys. Respect. That's it. Don't twist my words. Respect. The next flaw of using treats. These books, these dog training videos, these dog training classes, they ask you to starve the poor dog before you make it obey commands. The poor dog, they say, don't feed it that day. Come, you know, with yummy treats. You want the training to be fun. The poor dog, like, dying, you know. So is that real life, guys? Is your dog always starving when you're faced around other dogs, around guests, around people, around kids? And you always have hot dogs with you all the time? Is that practical? No, it's not. You don't have a pouch of hot dogs with you 24/7, right? You're unknowingly making your dog bossy, feisty, and demanding. So these are the dogs, guys, that, you know, again, they become bossy and feisty because you're relying on treats. Treats and technique are totally different, guys. When you use treats for everything, you're cheating. There's no technique. Even kids can do that, give the dog treats left and right. There's no technique. There isn't. It doesn't take much skill, guys, to use treats all the time for everything. It really doesn't, really. You will train your dog, guys, unknowingly to always look at hand signals, hand gesture. Guys, hand signals are very overrated. Now, benefit of hand signal is when your dog goes deaf, right, from old age, if you lost your voice, if you're somewhere loud, right? Other than that, guys, your dog is constantly looking at your hand gesture, hand signal, you know, your treats, are you holding a treat? So your dog should listen to you. So the only thing should be moving is your lips. That's it. That's how you know for sure the dog listened to you. And whenever I get clients, guys, and almost every client that I get, they've been using treats. How can you not, guys? Every book, every training video, they all say use treats. Now, I know you may say, well, how are you different than they? You know, how can they all be wrong? They're wrong. Remember, majority doesn't always mean right. The majority of people, guys, are not health conscious. The majority of people are not driven. The majority of people are not kind. The majority of people are, I mean, I can go on and on and on. They don't have common sense. So don't go by majority, guys. Majority of people are not always correct. There isn't. There aren't, really. Majority of people are not good with their money, with their saving. You know, so, I mean, a majority of people don't empathize. Empathy is a great quality, guys. You got to always see it from that person's point of view. So don't go by majority. Don't go by majority. It doesn't mean jack shit. All right. Okay, moving on. The other thing, guys, you'll see is, like, your dog will get sick from all these different treats. It could get, you know, overweight. They could have diarrhea. It could, again, you'll be like, okay, I don't think he likes that treat no more. What else should I use? You know, you're going to see that the dog's poop is all mushy and all that. So not a good call. Another thing that happens when you use treats, guys, the dogs start begging at the table because they got a taste of different treats. And some of these are human food. Some of you end up using hot dogs. Some of you end up using cheese. So the dogs, guys, smell first through, taste something through smell. So if something smells really good to them, that most likely will also taste very good to them. So when you're cooking, guys, you're eating, you know, at the table, these dogs, guys, that you're using treats all the time, because the dog, like, what's the big deal? They always give me treats. They give me treats just for being alive. They give me treats just because I'm cute. They give me treats because I'm fluffy. They give me treats, you know, because I come and I sit in front of them, I lick my face, I give a paw, a shake, roll over, and they give me treats. So that's how the dog plays you. So you got to be smart about this, guys. All right. And I know you may say, like, okay, well, my trainer said the dog eventually will listen to me without treats anywhere, anytime. They're lying to you, guys. That's a lie. I'm sure some of you guys trained a dog, guys, back in the day without treats. Without treats. The dog listened to you because you said so. The dog listened to you not because he got his ass kicked, but he listened to you because you said so. I'm sure you guys give that dog treats once in a while, but if you rely heavily on treats with everything as a crutch, it falls apart, guys, because the foundation is built based on bribery, not love, praise, leadership, psychology, or technique, but hot dog, chicken, pepperoni, sausage, and dried liver. Yeah. It's just like, I see it happening all the time because I train and retrain people's dogs all the time. What I mean by that is I train it, you know, to listen no matter what, with or without treats, and I'm retraining the client to make sure the dog doesn't always have to see them. You know, okay, the dog doesn't have to see your hand gesture, doesn't have to see your face. Don't bend down, follow the dog with your face. Don't say, watch me, watch me, watch me, ah, 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 watch me. You know, it's a lie when they say the dog has to make eye contact. Nope. So imagine your dogs, guys, you're walking your dog, okay? And then the dog goes to the end of the leash. You're standing behind it. Your dog sees a cat, a squirrel, a jogger. You say, sit. Do you want the dog to look at you before it sits or just sit? I'm sure you mean, as long as he sits, who cares? I don't care if he looks at my hand gesture or my face, as long as he sits. But most of these books, guys, most of these dog trainers, you know, on Instagram, TikTok, you know, podcasts, books, they all say make sure the dog looks at you. And they're wrong, guys. They're wrong. Remember, you want to make sure that the dog listens to you with or without hand gesture, with or without hand signals, guys. Remember that. That's something you never thought of it that way. Like, my God, that's true. You know, all of them say, I got to use treats, you know, like, oh, and then the dog will listen without treats. No, that's not true. Not true at all. All right. More things that they rely on. What happens, guys, is whenever you use treats, so what I tell my clients is, okay, use treats. Okay, so say you made the dog sit like 10 times. Then at the end of the training session, guys, give it treats. This way it's a surprise. It's a surprise. The dog didn't see it on you, didn't smell it on you. The dog didn't see it in a pouch or anything like that. The dog didn't hear the thing from the wrap, you know, the treat. Like, oh, okay, that treat is going to come out of that. So your dog listened to you because you said so. You know, you want to be rational, practical, and natural. Rational, practical, and natural. Not, again, you know, steak, pepperoni, and sausage. Don't rely on that. So that's the thing is, I want you guys to think about this, how you're going to make the dog listen to you. And your dog already knows sit. Think about it. Most like your dog already knows sit. Almost everyone that listens to this podcast knows that the dog knows sit. The dog knows a little bit of a stay too. The dog knows a little bit of down. Why down will be more challenging? Because the more you make a dog lay down, guys, the more they bow to you. The more it's a sign of respect. Again, do this without slapping the floor, without bending down, without snapping your finger, without, you know, like nodding your head, and good luck. The dog will be like, screw you. It will flip you off if it could. It's really hard to make a dog lay down without that. Again, do it like 5, 6 times, 10 times in a row, and then you see the dog will get slower and slower, or will not even do it. Some dog won't even look at you, guys. Won't even listen. I don't want to look at you. But how you get to this, guys, is start with the leash. And I know the minute you put the dog on leash, some of you pull on the leash, as you say, sit, yank it, as you say, down. Don't do that. That's cheating. Just like those hot dog trainers, you know, they're abusing treat the dog sitting, you know, like the dog sees the hot dog inches away from their mouth, like 2 or 3 inches away. And the dog does the sit, they do the down, they make it spin. That's cheating, guys. That's cheating. You want the dog to listen to you with and without treats, okay? Again, God forbid you're paralyzed and your dog is blind. You'll see, you'll have fun with this one. All right, thanks again, guys, for listening all the way. Do me a favor, press like, give me a 5-star, subscribe. All these things, guys, mean a lot to me. I appreciate every individual, you know, who's been supporting me, who's been here all this time. And all these things, guys, help me grow the channel, right? If you want me to put more episodes, more content, you know, I appreciate all the love and support, and those ratings help the podcast to rank better, you know. But other than that, guys, thanks so much. And be on the lookout for the book, Dogs Decoded, right now. Amazon put that it's not available, but as soon as it's available again, I'll put the link for you guys. You know, love and light, everyone. Thanks so much.